Leaders from around the world will meet in London on February 4th for a Syria Donors Conference. The aim of the conference is to raise significant new funding to meet the needs of all those affected by the Syria crisis. For the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, food insecurity in the country needs to be a priority concern as millions suffer from hunger. The war in Syria is now approaching its sixth year, and according to the agency, agricultural production has plummeted and food supplies are at an all-time low. FAO recently called on governments to provide a boost in funding targeted at helping farmers keep their lands in production to prevent the situation from deteriorating even further. To explain more is Dominique Bourgeon, director of FAO's Emergencies and Rehabilitation Division. Mr. Bourgeon, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
How would you describe the food security situation in the country?
Well, the food security situation in the country is very serious. It's a very serious concern to FAO. As we speak, there are 8.7 million people who are food insecure. It's important also to realize that the crisis in Syria has had a profound impact on the agriculture sector as a whole. As a matter of fact, since the beginning of the crisis in Syria, the cereal production in the country has dropped by 40 to 50%. The same applies to livestock production, to vegetable production. If it was not enough, the crisis is also leading to massive disruption in terms of the functioning of the market within the country and also in terms of imports of food. The situation is such that on some markets, the food prices have significantly increased over the last 18 months. The prices of wheat on some market has increased by up to 300%, while the cost of rice has increased by 650%. The situation is such that, on average, households spend more than 50% of their income to cover basic food needs. So this shows that the crisis that is now entering its sixth year in Syria is really having a profound impact on food security, which requires forceful and prompt action from the international community.
You spoke a bit about this, but what exactly is happening in the agriculture sectors in terms of crop production and the conditions that farmers are working in?
Well, I think it's important to realize that the conflict is having a variety of impact on the agriculture sector. First of all, it has a direct impact in terms of the destruction of agricultural infrastructures, irrigation infrastructure, storage facilities, agricultural equipment. And then it is having an indirect impact in terms of the functioning of the markets. Markets are not well functioning, and therefore for farmers in rural areas, it is much more difficult to have access to agricultural inputs. It's much more difficult to have access to good quality seeds, good quality fertilizers, spare parts to repair their agricultural equipment, fuel to have their irrigation pumps functioning, and so on and so on. So it means that this is really leading to a situation where the production has dropped and where we have so many millions of people who are currently food insecure.
And how can FAO support the Syrian people under those conditions?
Well, I think it's important to bear in mind that FAO has been working with the people of Syria for the last 40 years. FAO has always been there, working on development programs, and FAO has remained there since the beginning of the crisis. FAO has actually expanded its presence on the ground, and FAO currently has activities throughout the country. In 2015, we have been providing support to about 1.5 million people in 13 out of the 15 governorates of the country. We have been supporting the most vulnerable part of the population in terms of agricultural inputs, wheat seeds, vegetable seeds. We have been supporting them to rehabilitate their irrigation infrastructures. We have been also supporting the livestock sector by providing animal health activities, by providing vaccination support so that diseases are not spreading and a minimum of the livestock is kept in the country. So it is possible for FAO to work. We are working throughout the country, but it's clear that much more needs to be done. Much more needs to be done if we have to have a meaningful impact on the food security situation of the country and if we have to have a meaningful impact on the livelihoods of farmers within the country.
Looking ahead to the upcoming conference, what is FAO asking for in terms of support?
FAO has big expectations for this week's conference in London. Actually, the agriculture sector has been relatively neglected since the beginning of the crisis in 2011. We have seen the impact the crisis is having on the sector. Yet, I think it's important to bear in mind that agriculture is a main source of livelihood for rural population. It's absolutely, therefore, necessary that the international community consider those needs and provide an adequate response. FAO is actually appealing for $87 million, which represents only 2% of the total value of the humanitarian appeal for Syria. These $87 million would enable us to assist 3 million people across the country. And I think that beyond achieving an impact in terms of food security, this assistance will enable us to create the conditions for farmers to stay on their land. I think this is absolutely critical because for some of these farmers, I mean, they may end up with no other option than to migrate within the country first and for some across border. So it's important to realize that the agriculture sector has the potential to help farmers stay when they decide, when they feel safe to stay where they are.
What are the implications if this appeal is not met?
Well, if this appeal is not met, there will be more pressure on the international community, not only to feed the population within the country. We know that it is much more expensive to feed the population rather than support farmers to produce food. The cost of producing 1 ton of wheat in Syria is about $100. To import the same ton of wheat within the country is much, much more expensive. In addition to that, it's also important to bear in mind that if we are not supporting farmers at this current juncture, for some of them, they would have no other option than to migrate. I mean, because basically you have populations that are in rural areas, in many cases out of reach from regular supply of humanitarian assistance, while they see that assistance is being provided elsewhere, within the country, in the cities, or across border, in neighboring countries. So for these farmers, if they are not receiving assistance where they are on their land in Syria, they may resort to migration within the country or across border. There is some sort of double benefit from the international community to invest in agriculture. Agriculture was the main source of employment for the rural population before the crisis. It is still now, and it will be a main source of employment in the post-crisis situation. The more we prevent the situation of the sector to further deteriorate, the easier it will be for the country to take off, hopefully one day.
Mr. Bourgeon, thank you.
Thank you.